We can't grow coffee here in Minnesota. And the places that can be completely destroyed. Hey folks, welcome back to the First Crack Podcast. I am, as always, Garrick Van Buren. This is the second coffee tasting. This month, Andrew Coplin's selection is George Howell's La Montaña, out of El Salvador, from the Chalatenanga region. Chalatenango. Chalatenango region. It is the 2007 Cup of Excellent Presidential Award winner. So this is fancy-ass coffee. Tasting notes on the package. Gushes with ripeness. Honey, rich black Assam tea malt. Stone fruits and a touch of roses with soft lavender are finely woven together. Now, this past summer, we being the wife and I, the family, bought a share of a local farm, just not too far from here, maybe 45 minutes northeast of here, and that's where we got all our produce, vegetables from over the summer. And if you're familiar with the 2007 conditions, weather conditions in the upper Midwest, you know that the beginning of the summer was pretty poor. Very, very little rain. And our produce for those weeks reflected that. Hardly anything. And what we did have was very, very small. And what I got from that was a very close connection and understanding of the relationship between my food and the weather. Something that we somewhat removed ourselves from. You know, if you can buy pineapples in Minnesota, you are disconnected from how the actual the workings of weather and agriculture, whether or not it's in season, the fact that you can get them. So with this month's selection, Andrew Coplin passed along this note from George Howell. Thank you for your generosity in purchasing a bag of coffee from the La Montaña farm. Hey, it's ready. I gotta plunge it just a second. There we go. Just a moment. Let me pour a cup.
Ooh, almost tipped a cup over here.
That is such a good cup of coffee. I have been enjoying this one. Seriously, this is probably my second to the last pot. And the first time I've been able to sit down and talk about it. Such a wonderful cup of coffee. There's a sharpness that I've only found in a decaf. I mean, I've only found it caffeinated, not even found it in decaf. So I think it has something to do with the caffeination of the coffee. But there's a sharpness that, to me, says that is the satisfying bit of the coffee. And then there's the mouthfeel. And this one has both a full mouthfeel and in that sharpness that says this is caffeine here. And right after that sharpness is that drop of honey that they talked about on the label. Yeah. It's not overwhelming, not like that crappy honey vice that Liney Kugels is selling. Just imagine like putting a spoonful of honey into a cup of tea. It's just that little, it just rounds it off. It's a touch of sweetness but more rounding out the flavor. Getting a little bit of black tea, but not that much. That's nice. That's so nice. If coffee taste comes to me as a pitcher, so I imagine a ball, a chocolate ball, and there's sort of a it's bisected by a sliver, like a lemon slice of honey. That's what I imagine this coffee to taste like. Okay, so back to the newsletter. I'm reading from some excerpts from this letter that Andrew Coughlin passed along. This is from George Howell, the people that roast in the coffee. George Howell's Terroir Coffee will donate the entire price of the of this coffee, of the La Montagne coffee. La Montagne, yeah. El Salvador was hit by near hurricane strength winds during the first week of January, causing considerable damage to the coffee farms. It appears the worst hit areas were the Chalatenango and that La Montagne. It appears that the worst hit areas was Chalatenango and the La Montagne area regions. It appears that the worst hit area was Chalatenango, and that La Montagne, the first prize cup of excellent winner that we've been offering these past few months, was the very eye of what became the devastation. More than 90% of Mr. Ochoa's trees were stripped of their crop just as the harvest was beginning. Worse still, they were stripped of their leaves as well. This is a farm which has won fifth place, then fourth place, then first place in succession for the last 3 years in the Cup of Excellence. Primary estimates indicate that we will not have a crop until 2010. How does a farmer with fewer than 14 acres survive? The third place and fourth place winners of last year's Cup of Excellence are his neighbors, and all three use the same mill to strip their fruit and dry their beans. We have yet to hear about them. We want to help them in a meaningful manner. Terroir Coffee will donate the entire price of the beans to Mr. Ocha primarily, and to his mill. Into the mill, his critical support, which may also be facing very bad times from these events. Not a penny will be spent on any bureaucracy. This coffee will still cost less per serving than the equivalent of serving a $20 bottle of wine. Spread the word. You will give new meaning to sweetness in your coffee. So it's very nice. So Andrew got in on a price. I don't know. He paid some you know sort of supporting price. Do you have one? Something to really give back. This is a fantastic cup of coffee, and it's worth absolutely every penny. It's cooled down a little bit, and the honey comes out a little bit more, and that sharpness I talked about fades back a little bit. It becomes a nice, a very good sipping coffee. It's a little bit, and then the sweetness moves all the way to the back. A little bit of citrusy back there. See, more like an orange than a lemon. Just now that it's cooled down in the back. So anyway, you see how these two stories connect. You know, we can't grow coffee here in Minnesota. In the places that can be completely destroyed.